You're about to listen to the newest family member of SeavillePodcast.com. It's Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here in Charlottesville. Dr. Tripp Stewart will give you tips and information you need that can help for your pet safety. Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital is open 365 days a year, including 24-hour coverage on all major holidays.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Tripp Stewart back again from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. We're doing another informational podcast for the local Charlottesville area, but for anybody who's interested. Today, I want to talk about snake bites. Snake bites are really becoming much more of an issue as the weather gets warmer and people are becoming more outdoors-oriented. They're bringing their dogs on hikes. They're bringing their dogs to ponds. They're bringing their dogs out to even the dog park. You can find snakes here in town, right in our backyards, coiled up in our leaf piles. The most common snake we're seeing in Charlottesville certainly is a copperhead, and that's lucky for us. If we're going to pick a venomous snake, that's probably a good one to pick. Rattlesnakes are rare, but their bites are far more severe, and I'm not really going to address that today. They give you a fair warning, and that should be warning enough not to deal with them. Copperheads, they kind of give you a warning, but we'll get into that. But more importantly is that they're right in those leaf piles and that brush piles, and your dog's going to go straight to it and get bitten. Usually on the face, front arms, you can see that Jack Russell, that's that kind of chasing dog with his bites on his nose and his legs. It's never the snake's fault, and I want to make that clear. It's never the snake that's going after eating your Jack Russell or your Labrador. It's always the dog going after the snake, usually. Cats, a lot rarer, but we occasionally see cats. So one thing I want to talk about is, first of all, don't try to kill or capture the snake. Don't try to catch it with your hands. Don't try to hit it with a shovel. It's not the snake's fault. And B, you're just putting yourself at risk. We do not need the snake brought into the clinic. And I think that's pretty universal for every veterinarian. Or if you say your dog's bitten by a copperhead, I'm going to trust you on that one. You don't need to bring in a headless snake or even a fully live snake in a pillowcase, which we've seen as well. Copperheads are brown, copper, yellow. They're in the pit viper family. They're pretty big, robust snakes with flat heads. I would Wikipedia it or Google it. They've got some great pictures online if you don't know what they look like. Usually the adult snakes are the ones we're dealing with. And the reason that people usually think that the baby snakes are worse than the adults is that the adult snakes often give a warning bite, which is a half or third venom bite, or they'll give it a dry bite even. They usually know that the dog's going to be scared off by a bite or you would be scared off by a bite, whereas the juveniles just bite repeatedly with full venom. They just don't know any better, and that's why we see really nasty bites coming from juvenile snakes. So what are you looking for? You're looking for bite wounds, 2 puncture wounds, maybe 4 puncture wounds if it bites twice, pus, skin necrosis, pain, swelling, a lot of edema, which is that fluid in the tissue, which gives you that kind of spongy, soft feeling to it. So you're going to see a swollen limb or face with a pus coming out and pain. What are you going to do? Bring your dog to the emergency room. Bring your dog to your local vet, whoever's open, whatever time of day it is. These bites are usually not fatal, the copperhead bites that is, but they're extremely painful. You can get some massive skin sloughing. You almost always get infection. They're full of bacteria and they kill the skin, which makes more infection, makes the bacteria happy in there. You can get shock, you can get loss of blood pressure, you can get clotting and bleeding disorders, and in some cases it definitely does, it can kill the animal. Bites to the chest, bites to major arteries, the face, neck, they can cause some major damage. Imagine if you had skin sloughing on your neck or your chest, it's tough to deal with that if you're an animal. So what would we do when you bring the dog to the vet? Well, the very first thing they're going to do is probably clean out that wound, flush the wound, take care of the wound as a regular wound management. They're going to give your dog some pain medicine. These bites are painful. That toxin causes a lot of pain, either injectable, oral, some kind of pain medication. They're probably going to put an IV line in your dog, start some fluids, and this is going to help with blood pressure maintenance as well as IV antibiotics and IV pain medication in the future. They're going to start antibiotics. Like we talked about, these bite wounds can be really prone to infection. And then after that, some diagnostics. Might want to check on your clotting disorders or clotting ability of the dog, liver and kidney function, things like that, blood pressure again. Very often these animals need hospitalization. They're going to need between 12 and 48 hours of hospitalization. And if you ask why, because I said they're not that serious, the truth is pain management is one big one. We can't really give great pain management without being in the hospital. and second, to prevent any kind of secondary effects of those clotting disorders, allergic reaction, blood pressure problems. You want to be safer than sorry. Although they can be, these bites are often not fatal, the reason they're not fatal is because now we're better at treating them. If you left your dog just to be, the fatality rate would certainly rise quite a bit. Rarely, this is a question a lot of people ask, rarely do we ever give antivenom. There is an antivenom, Cofab. There is an antivenom, but it's got a lot of side effects, one of which is cost. It can be, you know, for a large dog, very costly. I mean, thousands of dollars. The other thing is some of these antivenoms cause allergic reactions. They can cause immune reactions. They can cause a whole bunch of things. Having said that, some animals require it. If the bites are in very sensitive areas or the dogs aren't doing well, certainly with rattlesnakes, we think about the antivenom a lot more. But antivenom is somewhat controversial, and so we try to avoid it. What I'd like to conclude in this kind of talk is that most pets do well, but they do well mostly or partly because of veterinary care, supportive care, pain management, antibiotics. It's something that your pet will really appreciate the help you give it and help the vets give it in getting through this really tough thing. I'll also end up saying that most dogs that get bitten by snakes don't learn their lesson, and we'll see that same dog the next summer with a bite to the face all over again. Hope this was helpful. If you have any other questions, we've got this up on our blog site at www.greenbrier-emergency.com, and look for our future blogs in the future and our future podcasts. Thanks.